Andrew. Earlier this year, the Lodestar podcast did a feature interview on DP World's shift towards being a forwarder and expanding its logistics footprint. Is your modal shift program and this new berth part of this process in the UK, or is it sort of, is it existing slightly separately to it?
No, for us, this is all part of it. We touched on already, we talk about the multiple challenges that we have around the world. And the DP World in the UK has been building an array of assets to deal with this end-to-end supply chain, which we touched on. We have a large feeder network through our sister company, Unifeeder. We have P&O Ferries, the logistics park, our contract logistics business, freight forwarding capabilities. We have over 100 freight forwarding offices now. We also have CNS, our digital partner. And we have a large array of assets for our end-to-end supply chain. And these complement what we're trying to do. Supply chain is not only about efficiency, low cost, saving money, but it's also about reducing CO2 emissions. And end-to-end supply chain does lead to efficiencies in the decarbonisation of the industry. And some of these aspects we've talked about will assist that.
Are you of the view that your customers want more end-to-end supply chain solutions, or are you testing the market to see if there is take-up?
Well, it's an interesting question. DP World, we're a global company. We operate in 78 countries. We handle 10% of the world trade. And we offer solutions which are the best fit the customer's needs. And this could mean an end-to-end solution or just part of the overall solution. We're not insisting on end-to-end. There's different parts to this. And what customers want and need this. The solutions we provide efficiencies in terms of timing, cost, and decarbonisation. They take out the hassle of the already complex supply chain. But as I said, these solutions may be restricted to the UK. And for example, in the UK, we offer some quite unique solutions, such as running the train between London Gateway and Southampton, or even at London Gateway, we shunt containers from the port to the park using zero emission electric tugs. We see a demand for this end-to-end supply chain, whether it be fully or partially, and we'll continue to push ahead with this. I look back at this and think, back to the London Gateway story that we had 20 years ago. Would London Gateway ever be built? There's a lot of skeptics about it. And it is an amazing success. And I'm sure we'll look back on DP World and our end-to-end supply chain in a few years and go, wow, that was a fantastic success.
Hello, my name is Mike King, and you've been listening to a clip from the latest Lodestar-sponsored podcast. You can find more of our podcasts on all major platforms and at thelodestar.com. Thanks for listening.